I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. High blood pressure and high cholesterol have long been two major risk factors for serious conditions, such as heart attack and stroke. While there are many medications that can help control blood pressure and lower cholesterol, often access to these drugs is limited to residents living in low-income communities. Researchers are in the early stages of testing a new approach to solve this issue in the United States, an approach that has been successfully employed in other countries with limited access to medical care. A new low-cost poly pill containing four drugs, a cholesterol-lowering medication, and low doses of three blood pressure medications has recently been tested among residents of a low-income community in Mobile, Alabama. The initial results of the poly pill study were encouraging. The participants taking the poly pill lowered their bad cholesterol and reduced their blood pressure. The study didn't last long enough to make a determination on whether the poly pill lowered actual heart attacks and strokes in the community, but in the United States, doctors typically prefer to tailor medications to each individual patient, which is why this approach is so novel, even if the medications that make up the poly pill are not. Unfortunately, the routine doctor's visits and cost of some of these prescriptions have prevented many lower-income Americans from having consistent access to all the medications they need. While a unique care plan is still ideal for patients if possible, for those whom it may not be, a poly pill may turn out to be the next best thing. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.